ヨハネの福音書12章1節から8節。
John chapter 12 verses 1 through 8。
イエスは過ぎ越しの祭りの6日前にベタニアに来られた。そこにはイエスが死人の中からよみがえらせたラザロがいた。人々はイエスのためにそこに夕食を用意した。マルタは給仕し、ラザロはイエスと共に食卓についていた人たちの中にいた。一方マリアは純粋で非常に高価なナルドの香油を1リットル取ってイエスの足に塗り、自分の髪でその足を拭った。家は香油の香りでいっぱいになった。弟子の一人でイエスを裏切ろうとしていたイスカリオテのユダが言った。どうしてこの香油を300デナリで売って貧しい人々に施さなかったのか。彼がこう言ったのは貧しい人々のことを心にかけていたからではなく、彼が盗人で金入れを預かりながらそこに入ってくるものを盗んでいたからであった。イエスは言われた。そのままさせておきなさい。マリアは私の葬りの日のためにそれを取っておいたのです。貧しい人々はいつもあなた方と一緒にいますが、私はいつも一緒にいるわけではありません。
Six days before the Passover feast, Jesus journeyed to the village of Bethany, to the home of Lazarus, who had recently been raised from the dead, where they hosted him for dinner. Martha was busy serving as the hostess. Lazarus reclined at the table with him, and Mary took a pound of fine ointment, pure nard, which is both rare and expensive, and anointed Jesus' feet with it. And then she wiped him with her hair. As the pleasant fragrance filled the entire house, Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was plotting to betray Jesus, began to speak, saying, How could she pour out this vast amount of fine oil? Why didn't she sell it? It is worth nearly a year's wages, and money could have been given to the poor. This had nothing to do with Judas's desire to help the poor. The truth is, he served as a treasurer, and he helped himself to the money from the common pot at every opportunity. Jesus responded, Leave her alone. She has observed this custom in anticipation of the day of my burial. The poor are ever present, but I will be leaving.
Good morning. ベタニアという町にマルタとマリアとそしてその姉妹とその兄弟ラザロの3人がいました。先週先々週その2週間はその 3人の兄弟姉妹とイエス様とのやり取りにフォーカスを当てて。
Sisters Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus lived together in the town of Bethany in Israel. In the past 2 weeks already, we have been focusing on this sibling trio and their relationship with Jesus.
2週間前の3月5日はイエス様と姉のマルタのやり取りを見ました。
2 weeks ago, on March 5th, we were introduced to the relationship between Jesus and the elder sister, Martha.
先週の特別生産では、病気で死んでしまったラザロをイエス様が生き返らせるという印にフォーカスを当てました。
And specifically on their encounter with her brother Lazarus, who had been sick, and he passed away. We continued that by focusing in our special time of communion last Sunday on Jesus' sixth sign, which is bringing Lazarus back to life.
で、今日は、もう一人の姉妹、マリアについて見ていきたいと思うんですが、福音書には主に3人のマリアがいます。
And today, we're going to look at the younger sister, Mary.But first we want to clear up some confusion since there are at least 3 different Marys who are mentioned in the Gospels.
一人はイエスの母マリア。今年度の初めのイエス様とイエスと結ばれた M シリーズの最初のメッセージこのイエスの母マリアです。
The first Mary, of course, is the mother of Jesus, whom we began our series of messages way back in May of last year for our theme, Journey with Jesus.
で、もう一人がマグダラのマリアと呼ばれるマリア。
And the second Mary is called Mary Magdalene, who we're going to learn about next month.
ルカの福音書の8章2節には、7つの悪霊を追い出してもらったマグダラの女と呼ばれるマリアという記述があります。
This is the same Mary we read of in Luke chapter 8 verse 2、that says, There was Mary called Magdalene, who had been released from seven demons.
このマグダラのマリアについては来月ね4月の第2週目の日曜日主の復活を祝う、ね、イースターの礼拝で、もう少し詳しく見て行動を詳しく見ていこうと思うのでぜひ頭の片隅にマグダラのマリア覚えておいてください。
So we want you to keep this Mary in mind as well because she is a key part of the story that's going to be happening 2 weeks from now、when we celebrate Easter on April 9th and、she's the one who meets the resurrected Jesus first
また先月、ね、2月の聖書クラスの The Chosen の1話目第1話に特に取り上げられてたのはこのマグダラのマリアという女性だったので2月の聖書クラスちょっと見せてしまった Chosen の第1話見せてしまった人はぜひね見てみてください。
She's also the big part of the first episode in The Chosen that we watched in our Bible study last month. So if you weren't able to be a part of that class time, please、this week if you have a chance、look at that.
イエスの母マリアがいて、マグダラのマリアがいて、そして3人目のが今回のベタニアのマリアになります。
So there's Mary, Mary the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene, and then the third Mary is the what we're going to focus our message on today, Mary of Bethany, who is the sister of Martha and Lazarus. We're going to look at her this week and next week, her relationship with Jesus.
ベタニアのマリア、ベタニアのマリアで一つ有名な箇所はルカの福音書の10章になりますね。
A well-known passage of scripture where we find Mary of Bethany in another gospel is found in Luke chapter 10.
3月5日のデボラさんが書かれたお話の中でもこの箇所の場面が出てきました。
In fact, our guest speaker, Deb Cleveland, included this scene in the story that she shared in her message on March 5th.
イエス様一行を、ね、こう食事に迎えることになったマルタとマリアはこうイエス様をおもてなしするんですけど、まあ、おそらくこのラザロも、ね、ここにいたと思うんですが、
Martha and Mary and likely Lazarus too have welcomed Jesus into their home for a meal. And as they're hosting him,
マルタが食事の準備だったり、ね、こう部屋の片付けでこう慌ただしくしている一方で妹のマリアはイエス様の足元でイエス様の話に耳を傾けていました。
Martha is really busy with the preparations and serving Jesus, and Mary just plops herself down at the feet of Jesus to listen really intently to what he's saying.
姉のマルタを怒ってね、妹マリアに、にも、ね、手伝わせるようにイエス様にこう訴えるんですが、イエス様はマルタ、マルタ。あなたはいろんなことを思い煩って心を乱しています。しかし必要なことは一つだけです。マリアはその良い方を選びました。それが彼女から取り上げられることはありませんと言われています。
Martha is becoming increasingly frustrated and she asks Jesus to correct her little sister Mary and tell her to get up and help with the serving. But Jesus responds, Oh Martha,Martha, Martha, you are so anxious and so concerned about a million details, but really only one thing matters. Mary has chosen that one thing, and I won't take it away from her.
愛するイエス様のためとはいえ、マルタが不安だったり心配で心を乱していたのとは対照的にイエス様の言葉に耳を傾けることを優先するマリアの姿が描かれています。
Even though Martha was claiming that everything that she was doing was for her beloved friend and teacher Jesus, in stark contrast to her fretting and frenzy is Mary's heart, which clearly longs to be with Jesus and longs to be changed by his teaching.
そんなマリアですが、先週、先々週と読んだヨハネの福音書の11章の場面では、イエス様に対する姿勢にブレをが見えます。
However, in Gospel of John chapter 11, which we read last week and the week before, we can see that Mary's heart and her attitude and her response to Jesus seems kind of shaken or kind of blurred, right?
愛する兄弟のラザロが病気で死んでしまって、きっとマリアはイエス様が助けてくれなかったことにがっかりしていたと思います。
Mary's beloved elder brother Lazarus has died of an illness, and it seems pretty apparent that she is deeply disappointed in Jesus. That he didn't come earlier to help and to heal her brother when he could have.
イエス様がベタニアの町にやってきたと聞くと、マルタはすぐにイエス様のところにこう出迎えに行ったのに対して、マリアは家の中でただ座っていました。
When the elder sister Martha heard that Jesus had come to Bethany, she immediately runs out to meet him along the way. But Mary just chooses to stay at home, sit at home and sit in her grief.
そしてイエス様があなたのことを呼んでいるよってこう姉のマルタに言われて初めてイエス様のところに行く。
And actually, it wasn't until her elder sister Martha comes all the way back to the house after meeting Jesus and says, Jesus is asking for you, that Mary finally gets up and goes to meet Jesus.
そしてイエス様のところに行くと、その足元にひれ伏して泣きながらこう言うんです。主よ。もしここにいてくださったなら、私の兄弟は死ななかったでしょう。
And then she falls down at his feet crying when she sees him and says, Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would still be alive.
愛する兄弟ラザロを失ってマリアは嘆き悲しんでいました。
Mary is deeply grieving the loss of her beloved elder brother, Lazarus.
悲しみに暮れて感情的になっていたので無理もないと思うんですが、それでも主イエスが神の子キリストがどのようなお方であるのかを忘れてしまったのか、また見失ってしまったかのようです。
She's overwhelmed by her grief and gripped with that emotion, and we can understand her feeling and her response. But at this moment it's almost like she's lost sight of who Jesus is.That he is the Christ or the Messiah, she would have expressed it, the Son of God.
または先週、リュウとジェイコブが聖書のメッセージの中で触れたように、この時はまだマリアの中でも死というものが終わりを意味するものだったのかもしれません。
Or as Liu and Jacob mentioned in the time of communion last week, death often means the end to us, right?And they mentioned the possibility that Mary might have been feeling that way in this moment.
まあ、普通そうですよね。
I mean, that's normally how we feel, right?
私たち人間は、すべて罪あるものは死というものにはどうしても勝てません。
As sinners, we cannot overcome death on our own, no matter how hard we try.
だから死イコール終わりというのはごくごく自然で当たり前のこととなってしまっているんです。
That's why death has become synonymous with ending. And that's what we think of as natural.
いつかは必ず死んでしまうということが自然で当たり前のこととなってしまっているので、なかなかこう気づけないことが多いんですが、私たち全ての人間は常にその死への恐れに支配されながら、
In fact, we even say, someday we will all die because it's inevitable, and we become ruled by our fear of death, even though we know it's a part of the natural cycle of life.
しかし、イエス様は死んだラザロを生き返らせることで、ご自分には死を支配する力があることを示されるわけです。
But by bringing Lazarus back to life, Jesus demonstrates.He has power over death.
しかし、そしてその印を、ね、目の当たりにしたマリアも、この時おそらくそのことを悟ったんだと思います。
And Mary of Bethany, the sister of Lazarus, witnesses this sign in person. And she probably realizes the fact that he has power over death at that very moment.
このベタニアのマリアがどういう人物だったのかちょっとおさらいして、今日のメッセージである順序に入っていきたいと思います。
And so today we want to look at a little bit more about who Mary of Bethany is and how she's changed by Jesus in today's message.
ベタニアのマリアがイエス様に非常に高価な香油を塗るという、そういう場面ですが、ちょっとこう時系列を整理したいと思います。
So let's go to back to John chapter 12 if you have your Bibles open there. And it might be helpful for us to understand the timeline, the chronology of where this actual moment fits into the bigger picture of the story of Jesus, especially in John's Gospel.
金曜日、これハテナになってるんですけど、イエス様の十字架です、これが。
Okay, so there is supposed to be images on here, but for some reason in the transfer it didn't happen. So on Friday, that's where this Friday over here is where you're supposed to see, that's where Jesus is put on the cross.
で、これは金曜日十字架に死なれて3日後に蘇る、イエス様の蘇りが日曜日ですね。
And then 3 days later, on the Sunday, that's when he rises from death. And on the Thursday, where the question mark is, that's, you're supposed to be able to see a picture of where Jesus is with his disciples in the Last Supper.
で今日の十二章の一節、イエス様が、十二節一節後半にですね、さて、イエスは杉越の祭りの6日前にベタニアに来られた。この杉越の祭りっていうのが最後の晩餐のことを指すので、まあ、それになるので、6日前、土曜日にベタニアに到着したことです。
So in chapter 12 verse 1, it says 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrives in Bethany. And the Passover begins with the Last Supper, which is on the Thursday. So if you count back, it means on the Saturday beforehand, that's when Jesus arrives at Bethany.
で、12章の今日の箇所の後ですね、12節から19節にイエス様がエルサレムに入場するイエス様の入場の場面があります。これがその次の日日曜日の出来事となります。
So on Saturday he arrives in Bethany, and then the next day, which we call Palm Sunday, we're going to be celebrating that later, is the day that Jesus goes into Jerusalem for the first time.
主の主日という、そうです。4月の最初の日曜日にこの日曜日のことをお祝いします。
Yeah, in 2 weeks we're going to be celebrating that day
そして2節から11節は火曜日になるんですね。このギャップがちょっとあるんで、1節と2節の間に。
So there's a gap between verse 1 and verse 2. Then from verse 2 to verse 11 in today's passage is what happens on Tuesday. So he's gone to Bethany, then he goes into Jerusalem, he comes back to Bethany, and that's when Mary does this.
まあ、なんでこれが分かるかというと、マタイの福音書26章とマルコの福音書14章にも、この同じマリアに香油をイエス様に塗るという場面があるんですが、あそこには杉越の祭りの2日前の出来事として書かれているわけです。
And later, if you want to check, you can look in Matthew chapter 26, and also in Mark 14,both in Matthew 26 and Mark 14, it talks about this same story as John 12. And in both of those passages, the authors say it's 2 days before the Passover.
この12章ちょっとね、こう前後するんですけど、この時系でちょっと覚えておいてください。
So, it kind of jumps around. It's not clear in the passage itself, but if you kind of use this to help you with the timeline.
では今日の場面、聖書は何と、聖書には何と書いてあったのかもう一度見てみたいと思います。
Okay, let's look again at the passage and refresh our memory together.
人々は、2節から3節、人々はイエスのためにそこに夕食を用意した。マルタは給仕し、ラザロはイエスと共に食卓についていた人たちの中にいた。一方、マリアは純粋で非常に高価なナルドの香油を1リトラ取ってイエスの足に塗り、自分の髪でその足を拭った。家は香油の香りでいっぱいになった。
Okay, so on that Tuesday evening, it starts with this in verses 2 and 3 of chapter 12. They hosted Jesus for dinner. Martha was busy serving as the hostess. Lazarus reclined at the table with him, and Mary took a pound of fine ointment pure nard, which is both rare and expensive, and anointed Jesus' feet with it. And then she wiped them with her hair, as the pleasant fragrance of this extravagant ointment filled the entire house.
純粋で非常に高価なナルドの香油を1リトラ取ってとあります。
John notes, when he writes that it's a pound of fine ointment, pure nard, and he even says it was rare and expensive.
1リトラはだいたい300グラムです。と考えていいです。ナルドっていう植物から取れる300グラムの香油で香りの良い油、非常に効果とありますが、どれぐらい効果だったんでしょうか。
So in the measurement of the time, a pound of nard is actually about 300 grams if we do it in our measurement today. And 300 grams of this ointment or balm that comes from the nard plant, it's a long stem plant with purple flowers, is very expensive. But even that doesn't mean much to us. So how expensive is that, especially in our terms of today?
この後の5節で、ある弟子がどうしてこの香油を300デナリで売って貧しい人々に施さなかったのかと発言していることから、この香油が300デナリ相当だったことが読み取れると思います。
So in verse 5, one of the disciples asks critically, why didn't she sell this? It's worth nearly a year's wages.And the money could have been given to the poor. So, and a year's wages at the time was 300 denarii. So she had sold this much, this whole jar, she could have gotten 300 denarii for that.
1 denarii は当時の1日分の給料に相当する額だそうです。つまり300 denarii は300日分の給料。つまりは1年分の給料。人一人の、ね、年収に相当する額だと、考えていいと思います。ちなみに感覚的な目安として調べてみたところ、茨城県の平均年収は355万円。
So one denarius was the equivalent of about one day's wages at the time. So then 300 is about 300 days worth of work, essentially one year's wage.Which is why the passage in our translation says a year's wages for a working adult. Hiro checked, interestingly, that the current average income for a working adult in Ibaraki Prefecture is 3.55 million yen a year.
皆さんも、ね、それぞれ自分の年収を、ね、思い浮かべてみるのもいいかもしれません。1年分の給料ほど高価なものを一度に一瞬で他の誰かのために使う、なかなか想像しがたい、驚くべき、ことじゃないかと思います。
So try to make this real. If you are working now, or if you worked in the past, we'd like you to think about how much, approximately how much your annual salary is. If it's 3.55 million, I don't know. But just think about what it is, and then try to imagine spending a whole year's salary.On one item and using it all up at one moment on one person, not yourself. And imagine the impact and the weight of that. It's surprising, right? It's like it's hard for us to imagine using up that much in one moment.
先ほどの弟子イスカリオテのユダのどうしてこの香油を300デナリで売って貧しい人々に施さなかったのかという発言の、その裏には、ね、歪んだ意図があったと書かれていますが、ユダが言っていること自体は、分からなくはないですよね。
So after you take a moment to really think about how much that is and how much she used, even though Judas Iscariot has a different motivation behind what he's saying in verse 5,When he says about selling it and giving it to help the needs of the poor, it actually seems kind of reasonable and understandable to us, right?
Ah, そんな効果の、あ、そんな使い方して、何考えてんだよ。もったいないじゃないか。
What are you doing? Are you crazy? What a waste!There must have been a better way to use something that valuable.
まあ、実際ね、そういう発言があったわけだし、まあ、何も言っていなかったとしても同じようになんでこんなことするんだっていう思いでね、そういう目でその光景を見ていた弟子たちが他にも周りにいたはずです。そしてマリアもそのことに気づいていたんですよ。
So that's the Joel Osborne、translation paraphrase of what Judas says in this passage. But that's at least what he's thinking, right? And if he didn't, even if he didn't say anything, the rest of the disciples are watching this unfold before their eyes, and they are likely thinking something like, why are you doing this? And I like to think that Mary herself must have known and felt the tension in the eyes.Of bewilderment that were around the room looking at her and wondering what she was doing and why she was doing that.
それでもマリアはこの驚くべき行動に出ました。
Yet, even so, undeterred, Mary continues to do this.
なぜでしょう?
Why?
マリアにはイエス様に対する確信があったからです。
It's because Mary had full assurance and belief in Jesus.
どんな確信でしょう?
What belief? What was her assurance? Assurance in what?
イエス様こそ本当に神の子、キリストなんだっていう確信です。
An assurance of faith which can testify this Jesus truly is the Christ, the Son of God.
一体どういうことか。今皆さんの隣に座っている人、近くに座っている人が皆さんに向かって、私はあなたのためにこれから十字架にかかりに行きます。あなたの罪のために私は死にますって言ったらどう思いますか。
So what does that mean? Okay, I want you to look and see who's the person that's sitting either nearest to you or beside you, and then.I want you to imagine that that person sitting beside you turns to you right now and says this, I'm going to hang on the cross for you. I'm going to die for your sins. So what would you think about that? Likely you wouldn't react and be like, oh really? Awesome. Hey, thanks dude. You probably wouldn't say that.
そんなことしないでよ。いやいや、私なんかのために十字架にかかるなんてやめてってなると思う。
Wouldn't it be something more like, what? No, don't do that. You can't do something that horrible, that painful for me. And wouldn't you try to stop them?
同じことを皆さんが特別に愛している誰か、または特別に尊敬している誰かから言われたらどうでしょう。
What if it was somebody that you particularly love or respect deeply, and if they said that to you, would your reaction be any different to them?
Yeah, そんなとんでもない。自分なんかのために死ぬなんて言わないでください。全力で引き止めようとすると思います。
Likely not. You'd probably still use everything that you could to try to stop them from dying a gruesome, painful death for you.
でもね、見たように今日の出来事はイエス様が十字架にかかれる、この金曜日に十字架にかかられる直前に起こった出来事です。
But as we saw in the previous in this slide of the timeline in the events of today's passage it happens just before Jesus is crucified.
つまり、この時までに弟子たちはイエス様からこの先イエス様がどのような道を歩んでいくのかということについてすでに聞いていたはずです。
In other words, by this time in this passage, the disciples certainly would have heard Jesus speaking clearly about the journey that he was on.
つまりイエス様が私はね、もう少ししたらエルサレムに行ってそこで多くの苦しみを受け殺され3日目に蘇らなければならないんだって話すのを弟子たちは聞いていたんです。
In other words, they would have heard what he said, something like, I'm on my way to Jerusalem, and there I'm going to face excruciating pain and suffering, I'm going to be killed, and then I will resurrect three days later.
そんなイエス様の言葉に対して弟子たちは 大好きな先生が、愛するイエス様が死んでしまうなんて嫌だね。それも私たちのこの世界の救い主キリストが死んでしまう、そんなのありえない、きっとそう感じていたんではないでしょうか。
So in response to Jesus' words, I imagine the disciples reacted like this. We don't want you, our beloved teacher Jesus, to die. Wait, the Messiah, the Christ, our Savior, will die? Wait, that's impossible. I'm sure they must have been wrestling with these thoughts and these feelings.
実際、ペテロはその話を聞いて、主よ、とんでもない、そのようなことがあなたに起こるはずがありませんと言っています。
In fact, it's recorded that Peter says this in response to Jesus. No, Lord, never. These things that you're saying, they will never happen to you.
そしてイエス様はご自分がこれからどんな道を歩まれるかについては、イエス様の言葉によーく耳を傾けていたこのベタニアのマリアにもきっと話していたと思います。
But it's very possible that Jesus also told Mary of Bethany, who was sitting at his feet and listening carefully to everything that he was saying, heard him clearly say about the journey that he was on and what was next.
そしてマリアもそのことは最初はあまり理解できなかったか、すんなり受け入れられはしなかったと思います。
Probably Mary wasn't able to understand it very well at first, and she probably didn't find it easy to accept either.
でも、ラザロを生き返らせるというイエス様の印を見たマリアは確信したんです。
But Mary had also seen the sign of Jesus bringing Lazarus back to life.And had been given assurance and faith through what she witnessed.
イエス様こそ、この方こそ、本当に神の子、キリストなんだ。
This Jesus is truly the Christ, the Son of God.
そして、そのイエス様にとって十字架というのは、つまり苦しみを受け、殺され、よみがえるということは、必ず成し遂げられなければならないことなんだとマリアは悟ったんだと思います。
Mary must have realized that for Jesus, the cross represents the suffering, being killed, and certainly resurrecting three days later. That it must happen, that it must be accomplished. It would be accomplished.
イエス様に香油を塗るというマリアの声に疑問を持っていた弟子たちに対してイエス様は言われました。12章の7節。そのままさせておきなさい。マリアは私の葬りの日のためにそれを取っておいたのです。
So Jesus responds to the disciples who are questioning Mary's act of anointing Jesus by saying to them in chapter 12 verse 7, Leave her alone. She has observed this custom in anticipation of the day of my burial.
マリアの香油を塗るっていう行動は埋葬の準備だとイエス様ご自身が言っております。
Jesus himself says that Mary's act of anointing is a preparation for his burial.
つまりこの時マリアはイエス様が死なれるということを拒絶するのではなくて受け入れていたことになります。
So in other words, at this moment, Mary accepts Jesus' death. She doesn't reject it.
もちろんマリアは全てを完全に理解していたわけではないし、感情的にはとても受け入れがたいものだったと思います。でもそれが神の御心なんだ。イエス様が、このイエス様がそうおっしゃるなら、じゃあそのために今私にできることは何だろう。マリアはそう考えたんじゃないかと思います。
So of course Mary didn't fully understand it all, and it must have been difficult for her to accept it emotionally. But somewhere in her heart, she must have decided, this is the will of God. If that is what Jesus says,Then how can I respond obediently and participate in this moment?
マリアは自分の家に帰って、大切にしまってあったナルドの香油が入った壺を持ってきて、その壺を割って、その非常に高価な香油をすべてイエス様に注いだ。
So she returns to her home or her room and brings out that jar of nard ointment that she had been keeping safe for so long. She breaks open the jar and pours out the entire contents of that extremely precious and expensive ointment onto Jesus' feet.
それはこれから十字架に向かい死に向かうイエス様への最高の埋葬の準備でした。
It was absolutely the best and most purest, most beautiful burial preparation for Jesus, who was making the journey to the cross and headed to his death.
それは救い主に対して自分の持てる最高のものを捧げるという愛の現れであって、素晴らしい礼拝者の姿がここにある。
And even more importantly,It was a most beautiful outpouring of love and reckless generosity as she gives herself and the very best that she has completely, wholly surrendered to her Savior. Perhaps one of the greatest examples to us in Scripture of an extravagant worshiper.So how about us, church?
ベタニアのマリアは主イエスへの愛の主イエスへの愛と信仰の応答として香油を注ぐことで主を礼拝しました。私たちはどのようなところで礼拝しているでしょうか。
Mary of Bethany worshipped our Lord Jesus by pouring out the entirety of her most valuable perfumed oil as a response of her love for him.And her faith in him. So, what about the worship that we are offering together and individually to him? With what kind of heart, with what kind of attitude do we worship every week as we offer him worship today?
今は受難節の季節ですね。主イエスの受難を覚える季節です。
It's the season of Lent, the season where we specifically recall the suffering of our Lord Jesus.
イエス様は多くの苦しみを受けられて、十字架にかけられて、殺されました。それは私たちの罪と死の支配から救い出すためです。
Jesus endures excruciating pain and suffering. He's hung on a cross and killed. And he chose to do all of that to save us from the hold of sin and that death had over us.
それほど主は私たちのことを深く深く愛しておられる。
Our Lord and Savior Jesus loves us that deeply that he acted upon his love.For us in that way.
私たちが主を礼拝しないとき、または主を礼拝することを軽んじてしまうとき、それはその神様の愛に対して何も応答することなく、それを無視すること、私たちに差し出されている神様の愛を受け取らないことと同じだというんじゃないでしょうか。神様の愛というのは私たちにとってそれほど価値が低いものなんでしょうか。
So perhaps we need to consider church that whether that whenever we choose not to worship him, not to show up and or even when we're half-hearted, we're disengaged or just plain indifferent, honestly speaking, it means that we show a lack of care, a lack of gratitude and respect for God's love for us.In fact, we're ignoring God's love. And isn't it the same as just choosing not to receive it, but just to push away that great love that God is offering to us?
マリアの非常に高価な香油を注ぐというその行い自体が素晴らしかったわけではありません。それと同じように私たちもただ礼拝に欠かさず出席したり、たくさん献金を捧げるといった行いが一番大事なのではありません。
Mary's act of pouring out every last drop of that expensive nard ointment was not in itself what is truly wonderful and admirable. So in the same way, just making sure that we punch a time clock and make sure that we are here every week in worship or that we give a large amount of cash in the offering is not the point. That's not what is the important or wonderful thing.
もちろんね、それはもう 大切な一つの形です。でもそれらよりももっと、ね、一番大切なのはどのような形かではなくて、どのような心でそれを捧げているかということです。
Of course, those things are good and valuable, but the most important thing is not the form or the action, but rather how much of an outpouring of genuine love. Genuine love that comes from our hearts and guides those actions and shapes that commitment.
でこれは自分が神様との間にどのような関係を築いているかという問題であって、それぞれ、ね、一人一人が向き合うべきです。
And that truly is a matter that each of us, each and every one of us, must face with our beloved God.
私たちの心は、自分はクリスチャンだから毎週の礼拝は出なきゃいけないものっていう義務感に支配されてはいないでしょうか。
As followers of Jesus,Are our hearts ruled by a begrudging sense of duty that we have to or are supposed to attend the worship gatherings?
または本来の目的を忘れてしまったり、本来の目的がずれてしまって、形ばっかりの儀式となってしまってはいないでしょうか?
Have we lost sight of the deeper joy, forgotten the true purpose?Of our individual and our collective response to God in worship, has it morphed into some kind of just hollow ritual that we just do when it's convenient for us, or convenient for our schedule, or just when we feel like doing it?
それとも私たちはイエス様がしてくださったこと、イエス様がどのようなお方であられるのかということに対する愛と感謝と喜びの応答として礼拝を捧げられているでしょうか?
Or are our offerings of worship to God a response and an outpouring of love, an outpouring of gratitude and joy for what Jesus has done, and simply just for who He is?
また礼拝っていうのは毎週日曜日の、ね、この場所に集まってのこの礼拝だけが全てではありません。
And let's also be careful not to limit our understanding and definition of worship by pinning it all to only about this gathering that happens in this space on Sunday mornings.
月曜日から土曜日も含めた私たちの毎日の過ごし方、いろんな人との関わり方、人生の生き方を通して神様を礼拝するようにと私たちはされています。日曜日のこの礼拝はそのうちの一つの形です。
We're called to worship God in the way that we use our time and in the way that we live out our daily life from Monday through Saturday as well. What we're doing here right now and on every Sunday morning is important, but it's only one part of the whole offering of worship.
私たちは毎日イエス様のために世に出ていきます。
Every week, every day we go out into the worldFor Jesus, right?
そして福音を語ったり、聖書の知恵を用いたり、神様の恵みと憐れみを分かち合ったり、そうやっていろんな形で主のために働き、奉仕をしています。
And by sharing the gospel, by living out the wisdom of Scripture and putting it into practice, and by pouring out God's grace and mercy in the things that we say and in the things that we do, we serve the Lord and actively participate in His mission in a whole bunch of ways.
でも主のためにイエス様のためにと言いながらいつもそばにいてくださるイエス様をガン無視して他の誰かに何かをすることに、他の誰かに何かをすることに集中しすぎてしまってはいないでしょうか。
But even though we claim we're doing it for Jesus, don't we forget often or fail to realize that Jesus is with us or wants to be right there with us? Don't we focus too much on other people?On their desires, their needs, their expectations, and also on us, on what we can do or what we should do to help them.
これ、自分よくやってしまうんです。
This is something that I've done repeatedly.
例えば一日ね、こんな祈りで始めるとします、ね。今日もイエス様のために一生懸命働きます。
Start the day with this prayer. Today, Lord, I'm going to live, love, and serve for you.
そして、じゃあ、イエス様、行ってきます。 ヒョンってイエス様を置いて勢いよく出て行っちゃうんですが、イエス様はどう思うんですか？
And then, okay, Jesus, I'm on my way, see you later. And then we go out into the world and into the day excitedly, but we've left Jesus behind. And how do you think Jesus feels about being left behind?We can't really leave Jesus behind, but you, know, you get the picture. And we remember the greatest commandment, right? Love.What? The Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself.
これらは2つで1つね。どちらかではなくて、どちらも大事なんですが、順序があります。
These two are woven together as one. It's not pick and choose the one that you want to do or the one that you like. They're both important and they're both commanded.But there is an order to them.
まず主を愛し、そして隣人を愛す。
First, love the Lord is followed by love your neighbor.
イエス様のためにといって、他の誰かに愛を示す前に、イエス様のためにまずイエス様に愛を示すことが大切です。
Before showing love or doing something to help someone else, and to, even if we claim we're doing it for Jesus, first and foremost, we have to genuinely love Jesus.
イエス様の足元に座って、その言葉に耳を傾けることを優先していたマリアを指して、イエス様は大切なことはわずかです。マリアはそれを選んだのですと言われました。
Jesus skillfully directs Martha's attention and directs all of us to Mary, who is where? Sitting at Jesus' feet, soaking in every word, and just reveling in being with Jesus. And Jesus says to us, really, really, only one thing matters.And Mary has chosen that one thing.
今日の箇所ではマスクリームに映っています。ご自分に高価、非常に高価な香油を注ぐマリアをそのままさせておきなさい。イエス様はそう言われました。
And then in today's passage too, after Mary has extravagantly poured out her offering of worship, Jesus says, leave her alone.
イエス様はこのマリアがイエス様に対していた、対して抱いていた心とその接し方をとてもふさわしいものだと言っておられる。
In other words, Jesus is declaring that the heart and attitude of worship and love that Mary demonstrates towards Jesus in that moment, in that act, is holy and completely good. And it's a perfectly fitting, most appropriate response to him and to his love.
イエス様は私たちがどのような心を持つべきか、そしてどのように主に応答するべきかな、するべきなのかということをマリアを通して教えてくださっています。
So through Mary's example and her offering, Jesus is teaching us what kind of heart, what kind of attitude we should have, and how Jesus himself desires for us to respond to him in worship and in relationship.
私たちは福音を他の人々に分かち合うために、世に送り出されていますが、何よりもまず私たちが主を心から愛して、主を心から喜んで、そして主に心から感謝を捧げられていないなら、私たちの語る言葉もする行いもとても空っぽなものになってしまうんじゃないでしょうか。
We are sent out into the world to share the gospel with others. It's true. But first and foremost, untilAnd unless we love the Lord with all of our hearts and our souls and our minds and our strength and genuinely give thanks to Him as an outpouring from our hearts, the words that we speak and the deeds that we do are completely empty.
私たちのすべての奉仕や働きというのは主への礼拝が溢れ出たその先にあるものだということを私は覚えておく必要があります。
We must remember that our work and our service are not the goal. Before that, that they are the overflow, that they're the response of the outpouring of our worship to God.
今回マリアのね、イエス様に対する驚くべき愛の冒頭を見て自分自身、改めてそのことを考えさせられています。そしてイエス様に対する自分の愛、自分の信仰、自分の礼拝に対する姿勢をもう一度見つめ直させられています。
So seeing Mary's amazing response of genuine love to Jesus, I was inspired to consider again about my love and my faith in Jesus and my attitude regarding worship. And I think in this passage it's calling all of us to come back to that again.
イエス様は私たちのために多くの苦しみと十字架での死という受難の道を歩んでくださったことをもう一度思い起こしたいと思います。
So I want to remind you again, church, that Jesus takes a journey towards pain and suffering that leads to his death on the cross.
それほど主は私たちのことを愛しておられるということ、その愛の深さ、その愛の偉大さをもう一度思い起こしたいと思います。
And let's remember again the motivationOf that, because of his deep and great love for us, Jesus' love for us, the magnitude that, of his love that he demonstrated to us and for us.
そしてその主の愛をしっかりと受け取って、ベタニアのマリアのように心から最高の礼拝を捧げることで主に応答するものへと私たちが変えられていくと思います。
It's my prayer that all of you will firmly and fullyReceive the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and be transformed by his love, just like Mary of Bethany. And that out of an outpouring of love from your hearts will be a response and an offering of extravagant worship to him. Father God, we praise your holy name.
私たちのこの体と心の健康、この命をありがとうございます。
Thank you for giving us life and for giving us health of body and mind.
毎日安心して暮らすことができる家を与えてください。ありがとうございます。
Thank you for giving us homes where we can live daily in peace.
家族を、友人を、そして何よりこの信仰のコミュニティ、神の家族を与えてください。ありがとうございます。
Thank you for giving us the gift of family and friends, and we especially also want to thank you for giving us this community of faith, the family of God.
私たちに必要な食べ物を備えてくださり、毎日備えてください。ありがとうございます。
Thank you for providing us with food and all that we need to sustain us.
仕事を与えてください。ありがとうございます。
Thank you for giving us work and blessing us with jobs.
高度な医療や教育が受けられるその恵みをありがとうございます。
Thank you for the rich and rare blessing in this world that we have of access to advanced medical care and a quality education.
そしてあなたの恵みと憐れみによって私たちに救いを与えてくださりありがとうございます。
By your grace and mercy, you have saved us, and we thank you for our salvation.
神に愛されているものっていう新しいアイデンティティを与えてくださりありがとうございます。
Thank you for giving us a new identity as the beloved of God.
いつどんな時でも私たちが神と共にあれるように聖霊様を与えてくださりありがとうございます。
Thank you for the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit so that we can be with you at all times.
本当にあなたからの恵みは数え切れないことです。
Your amazing grace and your gifts and blessings are truly innumerable.
そしてそれらのためにイエス様、あなたが苦しみを受け、殺されるという十字架の道を歩んでくださったことに感謝します。
And in order for us to receive all of these things freely, we thank you, Jesus, for the journey that you took to the cross, a journey that was filled with pain and suffering that ended in death.
その受難の道を厭わず 歩んでくださること、それほど私たちを深く愛してくださっていることに感謝します。
Thank you for loving us so much and so deeply that you are willing to walk that journey of pain and suffering.
これは全ての恵みと祝福がイエス・キリストを通して与えられています。
All of these gifts and blessings are given through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
そしてこのイエスを通してそのすべてを与えてくださる存在を私たちの作り主なる神を知ることができ、その神ともう一度愛の関係を持てることに感謝します。
It's because of and through Jesus that we are able to know, to see, to hear, and to touch.The existence of our Creator God, who's given us all of these things and even more, and we are so thankful to be restored to a loving relationship with God again through Jesus.
このイエスにある福音の良い知らせを私たちがもっと深く理解することができるようになります。
I pray that we will all have a deeper understanding and an appreciation of the good news that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
この福音が私たちにとってどれほど素晴らしい知らせであるのかを私たちがもっと心で理解することができるよう聖霊様どうぞ助けてください私たちの心を開いてください
Holy Spirit open our hearts and minds to truly understand and believe with confidence how good and amazing the news of this gospel of Jesus is for us
そして私たちの心を突き動かしてください
Stir in our hearts, Holy Spirit, with passionate fire.
マリアが非常に高価な香油をイエス様に注いだように、私たちも最高の礼拝を主に捧げたいと心から思えるものへと変えてください。
Through that passionate love, that passionate fire, like Mary of Bethany, who completely and extravagantly poured out that expensive ointment on Jesus, change us, Holy Spirit. Transform us into a people who are sincerely and wholeheartedly want to offer our best worship at all times to you, Lord.
そして主を礼拝せずにはいられない、主を褒めたたえられずにはいられていられないというその心を御国のために様々な奉仕や働きをしていくための原動力とさせてください。
Give us hearts that can't resist worshiping and offering praise to the Lord and making that motivation that pours out into the various kinds of service and work for the mission of your kingdom that you call us to.
イエス様、あなたに感謝します。
We thank you, Jesus.
イエス様、あなたを喜びます。
We delight and rejoice in you, Jesus.
あなたを愛します。
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.